It's a bittersweet start to summer for beer lovers as Pabst Brewery taps out on production of one of its most iconic brands, Schlitz. Some of the founding family continue to have ties to Wisconsin. Tonight, Merv Seymour takes us inside their private collection and to a southwestern Wisconsin brewery that has gone back in time to honor Schlitz as it ends production.
It is a long history that's almost 180 years old.
To learn the story of Schlitz, we went to the Milwaukee neighborhood blocks from its earliest beginnings.
The Schlitz story actually starts with out anybody named Schlitz. I was a young German immigrant, August Krug.
Welcome to the never publicly seen Schlitz Archives.
What we have in the Schlitz Archive is really an amazing collection of artifacts, advertising, photographs.
Old films, cassettes, original Schlitz artwork, it's all part of the private collection of the Eline family who helped give birth to the Schlitz brand.
It was the largest lager brewing company in the world, and definitely the largest company in the United States.
John Eastberg oversees this rare collection.
This is one of the earliest photographs taken of this neighborhood where the Schlitz Brewing Company originally started. This would be where the Pfizer Forum is and where Bucks play today. August Krug had hired a bookkeeper by the name of Joseph Schlitz. And when Krug died in 1856, his widow, Anna Krug, married the bookkeeper and became Anna Krug Schlitz.
Artifacts along the walls and on the shelves of this 2,500 square foot space chronologically pieces together a story.
This is one of my favorite pieces in our archive.
A homemade handwritten spreadsheet from 1889, made by then bookkeeper and largest Schlitz shareholder, August Eline, Anna Krug Schlitz's nephew.
So he took two pieces of Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company letterhead, glued them together, and then detailed the output of all of his local competitors, but also his national competitors. He is listing all the different breweries across America, and then Schlitz is at the very bottom.
Just over a decade later, Schlitz would rise to the top of the list.
Each piece is another piece to the puzzle of a company that essentially started in 1849 and has run in one way, shape, or form all the way to 2026.
There are original ads used during Prohibition when beer companies were simply trying to survive. Schlitz launches its own brand of non-alcoholic beers, sodas, and candies.
Their idea was to produce high quality chocolate, and they built a specific plant for it. They created very attractive packaging and advertising. Pabst went into a processed cheese product, and the Elines created the Eline, spelled phonetically E-L-I-N-E, candy company.
You have to have a mission in life.
If you think the Eline's Schlitz collection is sweet,
in my case, I'm reserving the past of Schlitz.
Wait until you see the Schlitz that sits 35 miles to the west.
Each one is a specific category on the history of the brewery. I believe there's close to 1,000 bottles in this room. I don't know of any other collection of Schlitz bottles that is this large. 1902, Schlitz became the largest brewery in the world. Brewed the most beer, sold the most beer, and then they created this piece of advertising. This is what we call the Fat Man. And the caption is, "I rule the world." In other words, they control the market and the world.
He owns one of only a few of the original Fat Man figures.
This is probably 1905, 1910. To the best of my knowledge, there's only three or four surviving.
85 years young.
Outdoor. Saloon sign, probably 1870, 1875.
Collector Leonard Jurgensen admits
that's a stained glass window out of a saloon in Chicago.
He has a problem.
Plate glass window right out of the general offices, the front window. Collecting is an addiction. If I've never seen it before, I have to have it.
What started out as one simple piece of Schlitz memorabilia has grown into thousands in almost 50 years.
I just started to collect out of curiosity.
And counting.
First known beer case, Schlitz bottled beer. There's not a piece that I have here that I can't tell you why it was created, when it was created, and what was the reason for it. This room really demonstrates is the evolution of the label, the evolution of bottles.
Bottles led to worldwide distribution. Embossed labeling prevented piracy while enhancing worldwide branding.
And all the competition had to do was remove the labels, clean the bottles, and then put their branded beer in it. And what they soon discovered is that if you had a bottle and it's embossed with your name on it, Blatz or Pabst or Miller's could not use it. Every bottle here is a container for Schlitz beer. Some of them are 1877. Some of them are 1999. Some of them still have the beer in them. This is paper label bottle from 1893, Chicago World's Fair. I'm preserving the past. A lot of these things could have ended up in a dumpster in a landfill. A lot of these things I rescued. The beer that made Milwaukee famous after it was acquired by Stroh's Brewing Company, they dropped that famous slogan, and for years they called it a great American beer. And a year later, they went back to the famous slogan. The slogan was created in 1893 by Alfred von Klotzhausen, who made lithographs for them. He shared it with them. They used it, and they incorporated it in almost everything they did. After 135 years, they still look at that slogan as key to the word Schlitz.
This has got to be the coolest brewing day of my life.
Inside the glass and concrete walls of Wisconsin Brewing Company,
the history of Schlitz in itself is amazing.
Something special is brewing.
Schlitz is an amazing brand, an amazing part of Wisconsin's heritage.
It's standing room only with brewmaster Kirby Nelson center stage.
Beer bottles, what color are they?
With almost 50 years of beer brewing experience.
So brown glass evolved as a way to protect beer, to keep it fresher, more representative of what it's supposed to be.
Kirby effortlessly puts on a master class in beer making.
These can just get in there and party to their heart's content and turn it into beer.
And Schlitz history.
For me to have the chance to brew an example of the beer that made Milwaukee famous from its golden era was absolutely irresistible.
Using a handwritten detailed recipe from Schlitz logs dating back to the 1940s.
The Schlitz that we produce is based on when Schlitz was on top of the world.
And with special permission from Pabst, the owners of Schlitz, Kirby and the team used today's brewing technology to make yesteryear's beer.
In 1950, these were selling 5 million barrels.
For nearly a month from this tiny control room, every phase of the beer-making process is monitored. They meticulously test and taste until the mix is just right. We were there on day one.
We're making wort, this liquid yeast food that will be fermented into that beloved liquid we know as beer.
Kirby says for him, this part of modern beer making, it's like watching a giant video game. Back on the barroom floor, see the man in that jacket?
Oh, I'm experienced and I like beer. In fact, if you look at it, I love beer.
That's Mark Holzman sporting his rarely seen but hard to miss beer jacket.
It's 25 years of collecting patches. I've scoured every antique shop I could find, and I looked for patches that would fit in specific places.
He and everyone else here wants to be part of what might be the most important chapter of Schlitz history.
I try every kind of beer I can try, and everyone has its own flavor.
About a month after we were in the control room and 2 months since Pabst announced that Schlitz is shutting down, Wisconsin Brewing pumps out about 200 barrels of what they call commemorative Schlitz beer. When it's all said and done, over the next 6 or 7 hours, this production line will spit out enough beer to make 3,000 cases, which is about 167,000 cans.
Hi, Ms. Christine. This is Sadie with Wisconsin Brewing Company. How are you doing?
From the brewery's warehouse, Sadie Nelson works to update callers from all over the country, even Canada, on the status of this seeming liquid gold. For so many customers and this brewmaster, their journeys with making and getting a can of Schlitz, it's personal.
Because working for Schlitz for 20 years and surprising an 88-year-old man with a four-pack signed by the brewmaster, I think that there's nothing better.
Folks at Wisconsin Brewing tell me that those that are lucky enough will get at least a case of beer. But to help make sure others get a taste, they're also offering four-packs.
When asked why the Schlitz brand has faded, Kirby Nelson and others say it's because Schlitz changed their recipe and people changed their drinking habits.
I bet you I've seen 10 breweries going to auction in the last 2 weeks. And a lot of it has to do with there is too much, but again, changing habits. People are really pulling back from alcohol. And beer is in a downward trend right now, but it'll be back.
But will Schlitz be back?
I'm hopeful that Wisconsin Brewer will pick up the label and be able to brew small batches through maybe a lease option with the Pabst Brewing Company. It would be a shame to let such a legacy brand kind of fade away.
Fade away is not just the beer that made Milwaukee famous, but the beer in Milwaukee that will never be forgotten. Reporting from Verona, Milwaukee, and Oconomowoc, I'm Merv Seymour for Here Now.